Okay, thank you, Ricardo. Are there any other questions for Ricardo?
Grace, this is Jamie. You're at time.
Okay, if it's okay with the body, we'll go on to... Thank you very, very much, Ricardo. We appreciate your introduction.
Yes, thank you.
Do you think it would be okay for me to sign off now, or... Oh, no, I can't. I'm going to wait until executive session.
Well, if you'd like, we can call
you. No, I forgot.
Okay. It might be instructive to at least hear the LaVarne's finance report.
Absolutely.
LaVarne, are you ready to give your finance report?
Yes, I am. I want to say that I sent the report to P&B at Pacific.
We've gotten all three.
Well, I haven't gotten it, so I don't understand what the deal is. I guess that's whatever that list, I don't know, it's crazy. But thank you. I'm glad you have. Okay. This is LaVarne Williams. The interim chief, except that there's happening with the phone here.
Is there someone there pushing their phone? Can we all use our phones? Somebody is pushing a button on their phone. Okay.
Okay, maybe the little rat in there has disappeared.
Okay.
LaVarne, may I ask, are you referring to the document called January 31st, 2000? No, that's not you. That's Efren. Never mind. I'll go back.
Okay. Okay, this is LaVarne Williams. I'm the interim chief financial officer for the foundation. And basically, you know, I just wanted to thank the board who have placed their confidence in me to try to pull us through and help us to meet our goals. Foundation. That is back.
If somebody's mute their phone, you can't do it without kicking your son off the line. Hello? If somebody's hitting a button to try to mute the phone, it can't be done. That service is not available to us from Ring 2.
It's just leave the phone.
This happened one time in another meeting where it was just continued and we couldn't talk. So yes. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
But in case I'm on this office phone, I can call on my other phone and see if I can get through and make sure it's not this phone here in this office. But I haven't done anything different and it seems to be okay.
It stopped.
Yeah.
It stopped. Let's
go. Oh, come on.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. LaVarne, do you think it has anything to do with your own phone?
Well, I'm going to call on this phone. Here.
Okay, we'll just take a 1 minute break.
Okay, and then I'll call back in on another phone.
Okay,
your phone. All right,
okay,
thanks.
Very good.
Maybe some of the latecomers aren't aware that you can't mute yourself on the phone. Every little noise does come back to the entire group.
Yeah, you can mute your phone if your own phone has a mute function. But you just cannot mute the phone through the... okay, so it's not LaVarne's phone. Somebody else is pushing the button.
Madam Chair, are we going to have a solution to this muting problem?
I think John L. Mella mentioned that he did get some sort of a communication from Ring 2 saying that they were working on the problem. They acknowledged that there was a problem. But as obviously it has not been resolved yet, unfortunately, we are working on it. We may need to change our conference service. In fact, it might be a good idea for us to use free services at committee calls. There we go again.
Is someone on hold, perhaps? That would do it, if someone has put themselves on hold or is making a conference call. That's what we're hearing.
Is that LaVarne?
Yes, this is LaVarne.
Hi, LaVarne.
Okay. Did
it wasn't you.
Or maybe it is.
I'm so sorry. They're pushing their button.
someone
deliberately,
actually.
Oh, gosh.
We're all going to have to hang up and call back.
Everybody should hang up and call back.
Yeah, let's all hang up and call back in.
Thank you.
Here we go again.
Hello?
Hello? Nia?
Hello? I have been so frustrated because I have not been able to get in on this call. I'm using my cell phone. I've been hearing you guys, but you all haven't been hearing me, so.
Well, and maybe, Nia, you're the reason why we've been having all these beeps. Blame you?
No, it's you that missed me.
I heard all that record. It was not me.
Hello, this is Richard. Is Nia with us?
Yeah, I have been here, but for some reason, you all could not hear me, so I heard everything that you all had to say, so. I've been here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now you can just...
I'm on my cell phone, so...
All the way across.
Whoever the live person was.
George.
This is Jim back.
Rico Ross.
Lizette King.
Leslie Red.
Hi, it's Grace. Who else is there?
Most of us, or all of us.
Ricardo's still here.
Okay. Hi, Ricardo. LaVarne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, why don't we have you continue, and hopefully we won't have the same problem we had before. By the way, before you continue, we can check the phone records to see if any unusual person who's not authorized to be on this call is on the call.
Good.
Yes.
Well, we'll get them here in the office in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to thank the Pacifica National Board of Directors who have placed their confidence in me to serve as the interim chief financial officer of the foundation. What I've done is listed some of the responsibilities and activities that I've had the pleasure to engage in and to complete with my selection as the interim CFO. First, just want to give, what I'll try to do at the end of each close is do what I call a flash report.
Lauren, your phone is breaking up really badly.
Oh, excuse the cell phone. I don't want to go to the office phone. How is it now?
Okay. Yeah, that's better. Continue.
I have it on speaker, but I guess I can...
It'd be better that the sound quality is too poor. I think you need to take it off speaker if possible.
Okay, I'll do that right now. If I can figure that out. Okay. All right, how is this? Is that
much better?
Better, yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you. So what I'll do at the end of each close in each month, I'll do what I call a flash report that basically tells you an approximate number of where the foundation is at the end of the month. And this month is for the total consolidated numbers and not by station. And that report I could send out, but that would be the numbers are not final. Today is the last day of close, so we'll probably have some things, adjustments we'll have to make on Monday. But the other good thing I want to say is that I think I've talked with some of you about is that I had a conference call with the business managers today, and I had sort of set up an outline that we want to move the close up to, like, day five, the fifth business day. And in talking with the business managers today, they are really enthusiastic about this. You know, we've talked about how we can make changes, how we're doing we will do online banking and reconciliations, so that by April versus June, the date I had, but by April they think that all the business managers believe they can close the books on day five of the month. So this is tremendous. And in the conference call, talk with everyone. All of these people are outstanding professionals. They have lots of experience, and it's, you know, they're really a good resource for the foundation, and that has really been the glue to keep us together. So, again, so this is the 20th of the month, and this sort of flash report I'm telling you in terms of where we are in total revenue for January, it was at $730,000. And the loss, and we have a projected loss of actually $461,000. And this is the month of January, realize. This is the month of February where we have our fund drive, so that's where the cash is coming in. But that's what it looked like for the month of January. And the revenue decreased month by month by over $500,000. But, again, that's because that's the fund drive. That's what happens when you're not in a fund drive. And the preliminary year-to-date revenue totals about $4.9 million, which is about $2.3 million worse than budget. The preliminary revenue is $1.3 million. So we are positive in terms of the revenue, the net revenue for a year-to-date, which is the first 4 months of this fiscal year that, of course, began in October. But that's $1.3 million worse than budget. And as Grace had pointed out and had asked for, we're going to do what we call a plan update. So in this plan update, we will this will be at the end of the close. And so in this plan update, it will reflect all the board-imposed reductions and will project revenue and expenses based on this abrupt downturn in the economy. And it will also reflect the actuals through the first probably 5 or 6 months of the year. And some of the activities, just want to give you guys a flavor in terms of all the things that are going on that have been required and that I've been able to again, have the pleasure of doing. Just wanted to let you know, like, in terms of being the manager here, I met with the staff as a group and individually, listened to their concerns, their needs, ensured the staff of the continuity of their positions within the foundations and the resources to assist them. You know, let them know the foundation does care about them. I posted the open rec for the FNA manager for Stephen Yu and Alvin Yip, who were in that position. So there will be two people in the office because Lynn has been carrying the major the workload. We've generated the national office cash flow projections every month end. I talked about conducted a pre-close conference call with all the managers, you know, all the business managers and the finance staff. We have initiated online banking, you know, 21st century for the stations. I arranged for assistance for Lynn because she was just basically, you know, overrun in terms of all the responsibilities. And I told you about how for that statement that you guys had at the LA meeting, she stayed up all night to produce that, all night. So the business manager from LA has been up for the last 2 weeks assisting with the audit, with the requirements there. There's the office was basically a pigsty, like the people who are no longer here, the office, everything is just left on the desk. So we have the resources we have here in the office to help clean that stuff up. We arranged for separation in the duties of opening and depositing checks. I've talked and established a relationship with our insurance broker. We reconciled the legal billings for Paul Hastings, which we'll talk about in closed session, and something with the attorney, a short conversation because she bills us. And I've advised and updated on other HR matters, and there is the FCC application advised on that.
there are other little issues that come up either from KPFA or within the office. There was a whole issue about an application with FCC and how what's been handled that in terms of making sure that that was taken care of. You know, fighting fires, like I got calls from one of the affiliates, and they wanted some change in terms of the terms and conditions of the affiliate contract, so directed that person to the affiliate manager. You know, I'm reviewing and becoming familiar with union contracts and got the WPFW union contract extension. I've given that over to Mr. DeAnda, and what I'd like the board to consider is a motion that the board will approve, review and approve all union contracts and extensions before they're finalized. And, you know, I'm reviewing and signing checks for payments to vendors. I sent out that little note to all you guys about the LA meeting and Universal Travel. And so if those items aren't resolved, we'll be invoicing the people who have, who we believe should be paid the foundation back for their personal air travel. You know, I'm working with the, I approve, or review and approve things for the KBFA GM because I'm the person here on site. And, of course, the big thing that we have been doing since I've been here is the whole audit and completing the audit. In fact, the auditor will be online for a few minutes. He just talked for a very short time during the closed session. And what that involves is that Lynn and Efren, the both of them, were constantly, you know, completing all the packets, all the requirements, the financial statements. Lynn has completed the 1099s. We're shooting toward getting the 990s complete. We have some extensions. That also includes getting the CPB requirements in. And I'm on daily phone calls with the auditor, you know, again, with the auditors, too, you know, trying to establish a business relationship so that we can work together as a team, particularly in terms of the position that we're in as regarding funds. And, you know, and the big issue is, of course, are the legal invoices and where we stand with that. And Ricardo will talk about that, too, during closed session. So that's just some of the things that I've been doing, and it's been quite a challenge, and you know, it's been kind of fun to be back at Pacific after being away for a year. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you very much, LaVarne. Hopefully, at later meetings, we'll have more time to go over these things in depth and ask LaVarne and myself as acting IED more questions. But tonight we have an extensive executive session, so we need to complete this meeting first and then adjourn and go to a closed session. The next thing on the agenda tonight is committee reports, and it's a consent item to add Leslie Radford to the Archives Task Force. I believe since no one else from KPFK wishes to be on that task force, and I think that Archives Task Force membership is open.
Correct.
If I'm not mistaken, I think if there's no objection, Leslie can certainly be on that task force if she desires. All right. No objection. Then let's go on to the next thing, which is the National Finance Committee report. There are two motions. Jamie, you want to take over from here on this?
Sure. You want me to give a report of the entire meeting? The bulk of the decisions were in these two motions.
Okay, let's just do the motions since time is short.
Okay. Well, we did have a meeting on February 10th. Most of the committee was there. Let's see. And as far as these two motions, okay. Well, these two motions were passed. The first motion was unanimous, which reads, move that the NFC send the following to the PNB, quote, recent fund drives show cash flow shortages are worsening. Once hard data is known, we'll send requests for adjustments to previously approved FY09 budgets. Meantime, we urge management to make all efforts possible to increase income and reduce spending immediately. And the second motion was also passed. This passed by a vote of 7-4, 1 against, and 1 abstention. motion, we, quote, we also recommend that the PNB suspend for 3 months any procedures that might encumber station managers from taking quick and decisive action regarding programming changes in order to increase revenues to address the current financial crisis. And basically, at our meeting, we didn't really get any. We got a financial report, pretty much the same one that we got at the in-person meeting from Brian Edwards Secret, which was prepared by him and Lynn Magno. It's already been reported, and we got updated information on the fund drives, and that information was the basis for these motions. The information on the fund drives you've already heard. They're all behind goal. One fund drive that hasn't been reported on at tonight's meeting is BAI's fund drive, which is the most recent data is for day 16, I think, and it's behind goal by a significant amount. Perhaps on day 16, we were behind the pledge goal for that day by maybe close to $100,000. So it's likely there will be a shortfall there as well as at the other stations, which has already been reported. So those were the motions that the Finance Committee sent to the PNB.
Okay, let's open up discussion on the first motion. Is there any discussion on the first motion? Jamie, do you want to read it once more?
Sure. Recent fund drives show cash flow shortages are worsening. Once hard data is known, we will send requests for adjustments to previously approved FY09 budgets. Meantime, we urge management to make all efforts possible to increase income and reduce spending immediately. And that passed without objection. If I could speak to that very briefly.
Sure.
People on the PNB probably already know, but just to repeat it one more time, that the FY09 budgets were made with spending cuts, especially at stations that had trouble in FY08. And the goal, the hope, was that the spending cuts would make it so that we would actually have balanced spending and expenses, or even manage to save a little bit at the stations. So one of the goals of the National Finance Committee is to assess, well, were we successful at that goal? We did the right thing in to making these budgets, but are we actually making these budgetary goals, or are further cuts, or are there still going to be shortfalls, even in spite of our efforts? And it appears to be the case from the data that we have, which is not that complete, that yes, there are going to be shortfalls, even given the tighter spending and income guidelines in the FY09 budget. So we're asking management to take action now to deal with this so we don't have a big hole we have to deal with later.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll start a stack on this motion. Anyone wish to discuss this particular motion?
This is Mia.
Can you hear me? Mia?
The motion, I have two questions. Well, the budget was short, the budget wasn't balanced. It was short by $500,000. So right now, how much are we behind in top of this $500,000? It seems to me that I would expect that management to make more efforts.
Mia, your connection is very bad. Is there any way that you can fix it? You're breaking up, and we can only hear one word out of two at the best.
Oh, boy. Hello? Can you hear me any better?
A little bit. Can you speak very loudly and slowly?
Oh boy. Okay. Yeah. Can you hear me better now? I'm trying my best to talk as loud as I can. How is that?
That's a little better.
Okay. I tried, which I don't like to yell. The budget wasn't balanced. We were $500,000 short. So
okay. Is that a station or the whole network?
The network's budget. That wasn't balanced. You know, last year in D.C., we knew that. So exactly how much in the hole are we now? And also where it says that we urge management to make all efforts possible to increase income and make spending and reduce spending immediately, it seems to me that's something that they should be doing anyway on an ongoing basis. So did they have any particular thing different in mind? Hello?
Yes.
Would you like me to answer that?
Yes. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, actually, the way the budgets were made last year, Nia raises a good point. The national office budget, there's a peculiarity to fiscal year 09 budgets we passed. We said that WBAI and KPFK were going to make their full central service payments to the national office. So those monies are marked as going out of those stations' coffers during the year. They're going off those stations' books. However, the national office budget is written so that those monies are not received by the national office. The reason for that was since KPFK and especially WBAI have had trouble making central service payments, it would be foolish for the national office to rely on them. So if you agree with the way the station budgets are made, that KPFK and WBAI are making central service payments, then the consolidated network budget is not unbalanced. It's actually balanced. However, if you go with the national office budget version of events, where those stations aren't making those payments, then the network budget is not balanced. But we have to start with the idea that the network budget is balanced. And work from there. And as to whether we're behind the budget now, the best document we have to work with, which is not a really complete document.
This is LaVarne. Anytime you can allow me to break in, it would be great.
Okay, well, the best document we at the Finance Committee had to work with was the report prepared by Lynn and Brian for the PNB meeting, which showed a consolidated us being behind the consolidated shortfall behind the budget of about $50,000, as best as I can read it.
Jack,
however, that does not include the current fund drive, which have all, you know, come in behind goal.
This is LaVarne. In our conference call today with the business managers, the issue of, you know, what is the budget, of course, that was my question, and everyone had that question. So what everyone has done is sent in the budget that they're working with. Lynn will reconcile these issues that you're talking about. We will know, like, on Monday after we get the response from each one of the business managers what budget they're working with and see where this, I mean, I don't know, this hole that you're talking about in the budget with central services versus the national office. Because the national office actually, the budget that we have is the budget with the reduction in headcount. So that's the budget that the national office is working with. So again, we asked for that. We got the information back. We'll know Monday. We'll be able to reconcile to see what the exact budget is. But the numbers that I gave you and that are in the report are based on what we believe is the budget that is. So you do have the latest numbers through the month of January year to date in terms of revenue and income. So again, so Monday we'll know for sure what budget that each one is working with, what this hole is that you're talking about, and then we can get that to you. And then the plan update will be based on those budgets, which should happen, which we're going to try to get done within the next week, which is consistent with what Jameson we talked about in the Finance Committee.
And Chad, LaVarne, in your report that you just sent us, your flash report, you stated in there that preliminarily, we are $1.3 million under budget at this time. Is that correct, or am I reading that
worse
properly?
Worse than budget. But it's
okay.
On the because I have to move my car out of the garage here, and I'm going to lose you on the call. But I have to move my car soon before I can. Then I'll go back to the office. So I don't have the numbers right in front of me. Yes.
Okay. Does anyone have another question for LaVarne?
No, okay. Just a question. I want to make a comment.
Okay, Lizette.
What is that?
Lizette?
Yes.
Go ahead. Did you ask
to be
recognized?
Was that yes, you? I did ask to be recognized. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
We had a report from the ICFO, and we had one from the committee, and there seemed to be a disconnect. I'm not sure why that is, and I wonder how much are they working together.
Okay, Jamie,
okay,
maybe
could
you
I
can
speak
address that?
To that? Well, that last February 10th was our first meeting with the ICF CFO, and, you know, we worked together fine, but basically the information we had at hand did not really... We worked, as I said, from a report prepared by KPFA Treasurer Brian Edward Tiekert and Lynn Magno of the National Office, which was presented to the PNB.
Actually prepared by Lynn, right.
Well,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do I have the floor here?
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Okay, well, thank you. It was, and also, we worked from reports from around the network of the various fund drives. That was the information that we had in our hand at the February 10th meeting. So, yes, does that answer your question? That was the basis.
That was the information
we had in hand when this motion was made.
It answered my question in that it confirms my observation in that there is some disconnect. And for the benefit of those of us who don't know figures very well, and I am one of those, I don't know how we could have one financial report. I think it would make more sense doing one financial report rather than one from the CFO and one from the committee.
Thank you. I'm sure that Jamie and LaVarne will be working more closely together. You know, I'd like to end debate on this item because we are way over time for this entire meeting due to the fact that it did take us a while to approve the minutes. So if there's no objection, we'll go directly to a vote on this motion. Is there any objection to this particular motion?
Which motion is this?
This is the motion. Jamie, do you want to read it?
Yes. Recent fund drives show cash flow shortages are worsening. Once hard data is known, we will send requests for adjustments to previously approved FY09 budgets. Meantime, we urge management to make all efforts possible to increase income and reduce spending immediately.
Okay. Is there any objection to this motion from the Finance Committee?
Point of information, Carolyn.
Yes, Carolyn.
Is there any mechanism in place to require generators to report that information, say, on a weekly basis or
exactly.
The CFO every 15 days or every 30 days? Is there anything already in place? I don't want to amend this now. It would take too much time, but I would urge that if there is no such mechanism, the CFO establish one.
I can tell you that the CFO is absolutely working on this, and I think she alludes to this in her report, but we've talked about it extensively this week.
Thank you. That relieves my anxiety on that issue.
Okay, hearing no objection to this motion.
This is Nia.
Okay, Nia.
I'm not objecting just to object. I just don't understand the meaning of this motion because I still didn't get any answers along the way. So I just want to if everybody else wants to agree, then...
All right, well, certainly if you wish to abstain or object to it, we can note that, certainly. All right. If there are no other objections, we'll consider that this motion is adopted. Okay. Then moving on, we need to decide. I believe we're actually out of time for the total meeting, but we need to decide if we want to give the next motion 10 minutes or so and then move to closed session. Can somebody, would somebody wish to suggest that?
This is George. I'd like to move to table this motion.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to tabling this motion?
Yes.
Okay. And who is that?
Well, I don't know. I'm Sherry. I don't know who else I heard.
Okay, Sherry. Why don't we take a vote on tabling this motion?
Which motion? I'm sorry.
Jamie, do you want to read the motion?
Second motion the Finance Committee passed on February 10th. We also recommend that the PNB suspend for 3 months any procedures that might encumber station managers from taking quick and decisive action regarding programming changes in order to increase revenues to address the current financial crisis.
All right. There's been a motion to table this. It's been seconded. Sherry Gendelman had an objection to this tabling the motion. Why don't we go to a vote on tabling the motion?
Okay. This is Richard. Do you hear me, Madam Chair?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Would anybody object if I just called the last names? Okay.
No.
Gendelman?
No.
Simmons?
No.
Turner?
No.
Gonzala?
Yes.
Aaron? O'Brien?
Yes.
Radford?
Abstain?
No.
Michael Ross?
Yes.
Ryder?
Yes.
Rawline?
Yes.
Trell?
Pass.
Young?
Yes.
Vidiaco?
I abstain.
Burton?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Brown?
No.
Bird?
Abstain.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Bird?
Abstain.
Abstain. King?
Yes.
Beaton?
Yes.
Yeah, because everybody understands it.
Gonzaga?
Yes.
Oh, this is so sad.
What was that vote?
She said yes.
Yes.
Okay, we had one pass, I think.
That was
Trell.
Me. I don't think it's ready. I vote yes.
Okay. You have the count, Richard?
13 yes. 4 no. 2 abstention. 3 abstention.
All right. This motion has been tabled. I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved. Andrea.
Okay, if there's no objection, we'll adjourn the meeting, and everyone will dial in for the closed session. All right. The meeting
is adjourned. Can we dial in the same number?